Hi. Welcome to Silky Smooth Talkers.
Silky Smooth Talkers.
We're going to do a different one each time probably, but I'm Jessica Silk.
And I'm Shannon Silk.
And we're probably just going to talk about a lot of things on this podcast. We've gone through a lot, so we'll have a lot to unpack. But before we get to any of that, first we got to do what we're sipping, what the sisters are sipping. And today I'm doing a chai tazo latte. It's not a latte, actually. There's no milk. Just tea.
The first thing she did when we walked into this co-hatch office space is she went straight for the free
tea.
Free tea.
I was debating about coffee, but I thought that would be way too late. I would be up forever. You know what? I didn't check if this was decaf.
Uh-oh. Oh.
It might have caffeine.
Tazo, I think, is usually caffeinated.
Oh, I made a mistake. It's fine.
It's fine. I got sparkling water with cherry blackberry flavor. It was the only one that was open.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. That's why I chose it.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
All right, well, actually, that's kind of a good segue.
We're cheap.
I was going to say, good segue to being like, to save or not to save. It's Christmas time. I feel like I'm very aware around this time of year of how much I'm spending. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just spending a lot of money on gifts.
Yeah.
And I've always been in the mindset of I don't like spending money.
You're spending a lot of money even with the Secret Santa idea that the family presented?
Yeah, because I think... So we went through a hurricane and we lost a lot. I just feel like this time of year I have so many things to be thankful for. Well, specifically people, actually, mm-hmm. not things. I have so many people I want to thank for helping us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just doing a family Secret Santa, but I'm buying gifts for a bunch of people that just helped us.
Well deserved.
I just want to recognize.
Yeah.
I just want to recognize them a little
So, bit. Yeah, I guess I was just making sure that you weren't buying family members' gifts.
Oh, you thought I was breaking Secret Santa?
Yeah, like, are you buying family members' gifts? And should I be buying family members' gifts, even though they're not my Secret Santa?
No, okay. No. We're sticking to the Secret Santa.
Okay.
I just feel like right now my love language, I guess, would be saying gift-giving. Which really is not in my nature, though, because I like to save money.
Yeah.
Sure. And I think I would do more acts of service, but this time around, I'm doing a lot of spending.
Right. We're in a season where we're getting the acts of service versus giving.
Yeah, and I was talking to my friend, actually, the other day, and she grew up in a really big family, mm-hmm. like a bunch of kids. And she, growing up, like, they never did Christmas with gifts.
Wow.
Not really, because there were so many kids.
Yeah.
That it would be insane the amount of money they'd have to spend. Mm-hmm. So when I asked her, I was like, oh, yeah, what'd you get your husband for Christmas?
She's like, he's not getting anything.
Yeah, basically. Because that's how she grew up. And I was kind of taken aback about that because I never thought about it, doing a Christmas without giving gifts.
Well, I wonder what they did instead of gift-giving.
Like, I can tell you.
Yeah, like what kind of traditions did they have?
They did, like, more group events.
Group events?
Yeah, because they're a giant group, like a giant cohort.
So are we talking kickball?
Yeah, like...
Oh, okay.
Experiences. Or she mentioned, we should just bring her on at this point.
Yeah.
How they got a trampoline one year. That everybody
family
could use.
Trampoline.
Yes. So instead of individual gifts, mm-hmm. they did one family-oriented gift.
I'm just talking, like, how do you fill up your day, mm-hmm. Christmas day-wise?
Oh, okay.
Like, because in the morning, usually you wake up, you open presents, you eat brunch. At least that's how we did it.
Right, but so, like, there are so many different families.
What was their morning like? Or what, ooh. Like, you know, like, what traditions did they have that made them excited to look forward to Christmas Day?
The cohort group events. Kickball. Beating your other siblings, I guess. Just straight up hammering it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be nice, though. It got me to thinking how I would like that out of a Christmas one year where there were no gifts. It was just experience. But okay, back to the original question. To save or not to save. Is this the right time of year where you should think about saving? Because I think as I get closer to New Year, everybody's thinking about their New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And one of mine has always been to prioritize saving.
Right.
However, as I walked in here today, literally 15 minutes ago, I was taken aback at how beautiful this place is, and I was like, wow, I should really spend more money because this is a cool place. So now I'm like, do you save? Do you think about more of your future? Or do you try and maximize the present?
That's all my brain can think about. I'm like, there's an internal struggle going on.
That's why I think this time of year, I am internally struggling with to save or not to.
Yeah, but I don't think about it as, like, it's just this time of year.
Oh.
I'm not associating it with, like, Christmas.
The New Year? You don't think about, okay, all
right. Christmas, the New Year. I just think right now there's an internal struggle going on between, do I live in the present?
Yeah.
Versus, like, my brain automatically wants to go 5-6 months out.
Yes.
And, like, think, where am I going to be in 5 or 6 months?
Yes.
And so I'm constantly living in the future. Oh.
Is that a Packers thing?
It's an NFL app.
The NFL update, everybody.
I'm constantly looking 5 to 6 months in the future versus, like, trying to, like,
really?
Grateful.
You're doing that?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
I am.
Oh, I feel like I am, not you.
Well, why are you looking 5 to 6 months in the future?
Oh, I'm always looking in the future. I never live in the present.
Where do you see yourself in 5 to 6 months?
Hopefully, very close to being debt-free.
Okay.
Not having to work every weekend. That would be nice.
We should take a drink. Pause.
Oh, okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 to 6?
Let's reset. Okay, 5 to 6 months.
Where do you see yourself in 5 to 6 months?
No, debt free. Living my weekends, mm-hmm. partying, mm-hmm. not working.
Right. Working less.
Working less.
Having more fun.
Yes. Oh God.
More carefree.
More carefree.
Yeah.
Because right now I work 2 weekends mm-hmm. every month.
Yeah.
Which I will say is a great way to not spend a lot of money, because if you're working on the weekend, you don't feel the desire to go out later because you're tired.
True.
And you actually do save quite a bit by working on the weekend.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where I see myself. So I'm imagining myself having way more fun mm-hmm. in the future. What about you?
In 5 to 6 months? Well, I would say I'm thinking like summer-wise. So like June.
Oh, yeah. I hope to be in Europe. That would be great.
Well, my thing is, like, I want to go to Green Bay, and I want to move when it's warm.
Mm.
So, like, that puts me June, July, August,
mm-hmm.
and then it starts to get cold September forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, can I save enough? Do I have enough saved, and will I be prepared to make another move in 6 months.
I mean, what are the cons, though, of thinking about a future?
It stresses
me
out.
What are you sacrificing right now?
I think my mental health.
Oh.
Because I know, for me, I know my paychecks are coming in bi-weekly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wish we could just fast forward. Like, I know where the money's going to go. I'm online looking at apartments, and like, mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. it's too early to be looking at those things, but I'm doing it anyways. You know, like,
I don't think there's anything wrong about looking or thinking.
Yeah.
Because that's hope.
Right.
And you don't want to take hope out of the equation.
But I think there's a fine line between, like, hope and obsessing over the future and, like, you're not taking time to enjoy the present.
That's why I was like, what's the con of thinking about this? What's the con? So your mental health, your stress.
Yeah. Because I'm so hung up on the future that I'm like, not even living in the present.
So that's so funny to me because I look at you and I think to myself, she's really going ham.
Oh, thank you.
In the present. In the present. It doesn't at least to my eyes, mm-hmm. because I live a very frugal Fruit Loop
yep.
lifestyle,
yep.
that you getting coffee in the morning that yep. you didn't make from home,
yeah,
or Starbucks every day, or whatever it is, those small, they're small, mm-hmm. but they add up over time.
They do.
They really do.
All right, well, now you have me thinking about my coffee budget. I do have a coffee budget.
See, I don't have that.
Yeah, well, you have to prioritize what's important to you.
Right.
Coffee is important. Football is important. But I have a $200 yeah. fun budget for games.
Okay, but like per week, per month?
Per month.
Per month? My God.
I prioritize.
I want to live.
My NFL.
I want to see where Shannon is in 5 to 6 months.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. I want to do that one day. That's where I'm going to live, where I have a budget just for my fun. I don't have a fun budget. My fun budget is very small. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it goes a lot towards food. So, unfortunately, food and fun, the two F's, are together.
So.
And maybe I should split that up. But for the meantime, it is what it is. We really need to talk about the hurricanes.
Should we talk about it?
We can talk about it briefly, because I think that this needs more time.
Yeah.
But essentially, Shannon and I have talked about doing a podcast because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be weird and goofy, and I like hearing my voice.
And
I'm a little selfish, what can I say?
Also, we talk on the phone, like...
Not like this. You're kind of holding yourself back a little bit.
Yeah.
You are. Okay. I hear it.
Hey, listen.
I hear it.
Listen, I'm trying to keep us on track.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Thank you.
The first time.
Thank you.
Go ahead. But yeah, we do talk a lot on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
we just felt like it deserved a podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
I just wanted to spend time with you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The hurricanes happened, and that's when we were like... We should really do this because...
We need to a form to get it off our chest. It could be considered therapy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely talking about it. Now, yeah. I can talk about it now.
Mm.
If you had broached this subject, honestly, a month ago, it would not have been good.
Right.
But yeah, the hurricanes, essentially, we got hit by Helene and Milton pretty badly. We lost... 80% of, like, contents.
Yeah.
Imagine anything in your floor and your home right now that's touching the ground, and imagine 2 feet above. That's all gone.
Right. You're losing all your furniture pieces.
Every furniture, anything in the drawers, anything on the ground. If it wasn't hanging, it's gone. Or if it wasn't on top of a desk.
Right.
It's gone. So it was a very big wake-up call, and I think because I was living there for so long,
mm-hmm.
it essentially was taking not only, like, my childhood out, but also part of my adulthood.
Wow.
Yeah. So I felt like I lost not only, like, my kid self, but I lost part of my adult self.
Yeah.
All wrapped up in one night, basically.
You weren't even there?
Yeah. I know. I know. I think this would be really bad if I had been there.
Right.
If I had been there.
Mom and I talked about it, and she was like, thank God.
Jessica wasn't there. Yeah, I agree.
You have...
Nervous Nelly.
PTFD. That's what Mom said. Post-traumatic flood disorder.
I do. That's a good one.
Yes, that's what Mom...
PTFD. Credit
to Mom.
I do. I really... didn't take stock into how much emotion you put into things.
Yeah. But I will say, you were very quick to say, it's just stuff.
That is true. My mind is a flip-flop pancake. Sometimes I'm like, I love things. The other time I'm like, get rid of it.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I don't do well when time is of the essence. And that's something I learned about a hurricane, is when your house floods... You have to move quickly.
Yeah.
Or mold sets in, and then that becomes a health issue, and I'm in healthcare, and I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac?
Sure. But I'm very conscientious about it. So the idea of that happening to us, I just knew we had to be
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, let's get it done. And it was also a mental load off. Because to me, anything, as soon as it had touched, the water had touched any object, it no longer was in my use. And I said, goodbye, object. It's been real.
I have a question.
Sure, sure.
Have you started to rebuild what you lost?
Back to the save or spend.
Yes. Have you started to rebuild what
you
lost?
To save or spend. Let me think.
And if so, what was the first thing that you were like, I need to have that back?
Shoes.
Any type of shoe in particular?
Running shoes. I lost a good chunk of shoes. Once again, if the water had touched it, I didn't care if you could wash it.
Yeah.
It was forever gone. Soiled. I got an infection from the water, just as a heads up, everybody. So I didn't care how much you washed it. I didn't want to chance that ever again. Mm-hmm. Shoes were a very big thing for me. And I lost a good chunk of all of them. And I went to my local running store. Shout out St. Pete Running Company. They're on my thank you list. Because they were doing a drive, basically, mm-hmm. where you could go in if you had been flooded or impacted. Not really even significantly, but just you needed shoes.
Right.
I went in and I got some. And they ended up turning into my working shoes at the hospital.
Oh.
But I did end up going and, like, buying more running shoes because I needed something to get the anxiety out.
I'm a little disappointed there because I remember you going to get those, like, free shoes.
Yeah.
But I was leaving for Jacksonville that day. So I just left.
Mm.
So you got them for mom, dad,
I got them for mom, dad, and me.
Yeah. So I was like, I was a little upset that I didn't get that. But it's okay.
To be fair, it wasn't, like, new shoes. These were returned and used.
Okay.
But most of them were still really good. Barely used. It's just you couldn't guarantee your size.
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
Yeah.
So, running shoes. That was the very first thing that I bought where I said, this is what I need. Mm-hmm. Besides, I would say, like, essentials, like shampoo.
Gotcha.
Or a conditioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first splurge. What about you?
I have a big one.
The car.
Was the car.
Yeah.
I lost.
Sucks.
I lost my Beetle.
Oh, God.
Which, to be fair, I did tell people, like, that I was outgrowing the Beetle.
Did you?
I did.
Did you say this before or after?
Before.
Oh, okay.
I was outgrowing the Beetle. I thought it was a little bit of, like, a college car.
Sometimes I have chin.
It was a coupe. Like, I wanted four doors. So I was, like, outgrowing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I still loved it. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved it. She was so cute.
There, Betty White.
Betty White. So cute.
We lost True Betty White and called Betty White.
In 2024, too, I think.
Did we?
I don't know, Betty. I think Betty died beginning of 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she died, like, one day before.
Oh, maybe on 2023.
Yeah. I don't think she quite made it.
Oh,
because weren't they supposed to do the 100 and she never made it to 100?
No, she did make it to 100.
All right. Well, whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
Fact check.
99 years. She definitely lasted 99 years. She made it to 100. But yeah, so I lost the car, so I immediately went and got a new one.
Well,
new to me. It was still used. So that was big.
That is really big. Yeah, I think that's very necessary, though.
The
only reason why I didn't have to do that was because I was working at the hospital, both storms.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something smaller that I was like, well, I need back. I think I lost my gym bag. Mm. Like, I had a backpack for the gym.
Oh, I have something a lot of people probably don't think about.
What?
Just a suitcase.
Suitcases are gone.
You think to yourself, okay, I've lost everything. Some of these clothes are still salvageable, though.
Mm-hmm.
How do I carry it? And it was in grocery bags, like reusable
big
grocery bags.
Black trash bags.
And this isn't a thing that we bought,
mm-hmm.
but a very small win that even like my coworker and I were talking about today because she lost everything. She lost her whole house, let's be real.
Mm.
Was the just pure joy of putting clothes into a cabinet, into drawers, instead of, like, I've been using, well, not even the suitcase. We don't have suitcases.
Right.
I've been using my trunk of my car to hold all my clothes. Yeah.
Same.
And that's where I fold everything and put it in because that's all we got.
I still have clothes in a trash bag at mom and dad's house. And then I have a bunch of it in the trunk of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, mm-hmm. I was even thinking, like, just this morning that I was, like, because we have really some nice clothes in our Airbnb that I'm, like, I need to do a clothes reset. So go into my trunk and pull out 5 new pairs of shirts and put them in the Airbnb because I'm, like, it's time to cycle through some new clothes.
It was very nice to unpack the trunk. Basically.
Even that, I was thinking, I was looking at our toothbrushes and everything. Oh! Like they're in a travel bag, and they've been in a travel bag for months.
Actually, I'm glad you brought up the toothbrush, because shout out to Paula! Okay, that was a very small thing that I had lost, was a travel toothbrush.
Mm.
The container, specifically. Like, the container to hold your toothbrush.
Gotcha.
I was using a plastic bag, and that was totally fine to use, but then all my other like liquids that I had in there actually seeped through it and ruined my toothbrush. And so my coworker Paula, honestly, everybody, all my coworkers are the best, but Paula the next day gave me a toothbrush, and I ended up buying like a little container, and it was great. So that was something small I did buy pretty quickly.
I also gave you a toothbrush.
I did get a lot of toothbrushes. I'm pretty set now.
I'd like a shout out.
Yes. And I did have to buy my bucket. I had to buy my bucket for soaking my toe.
Oh, you bought a bucket.
Yeah, I bought a bucket pretty quick. These are good memories kind of coming back. Yeah. So after cleaning out the water, not even all of the water, but taking out the carpets, I got an infection 3 days later in my toe.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was an infection because I could barely walk. And that type of pain, people, is not normal. Just in case you are questioning yourself, if you can't walk and it hurts, I thought I broke my toe. I remember looking at Olin and being like, did I drop a couch that we were carrying out? Did I drop something? And the answer was no. And I got on antibiotics, and luckily, for the most part, cleared out.
Yeah.
I still have PTFD, so my toe still hurts every now and then.
Listen, us and feet. Take care of your feet.
Where was I even going with this now?
I lost that train of thought. Poof, your bucket.
Oh, right. I had to buy, so the doctor said, oh, well, you need to soak your toe.
Yeah.
And try Epsom salt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, coo. The bathtub flooded with shit. Like,
it's true.
It is true.
It's just, I've never thought about it like
and
that.
I'm like, I can't soak. Where am I going to soak? And then, again, one of my coworkers suggested buy a bucket. And then I said, that I will have to do. So I would soak my foot. And
where
I still have said bucket.
Now?
I
where
still have
is
said
the bucket now?
She's in the trunk. She'll never leave.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need a soak. And I will say, just getting off of my feet for the day and putting my foot, because it really only fit 1 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, that was nice to soak my foot in the bucket.
Lovely.
It was.
All right. Sit break. Oh, wait. We've been. Yeah.
Why are you waiting for me to soak?
Because I think it's a thing. It could be a thing.
Okay. Okay. Sip breaks.
Sip being.
Yeah. And I think for the people out there who like ASMR.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for you.
Yep.
The sips. And all the little random noises that'll happen as well throughout this. Because I might have Tourette's.
We're going to figure out how to use the mics.
I think we are using them.
Yep.
Yeah. Any last parting thoughts on the hurricane? Because really, I could keep talking about this for like many
episodes to come.
Yes.
We're going to have flashbacks.
Many.
To the hurricane.
I think we actually need to have a whole series.
I will say, I guess my last thing to say. Like I said,
or question.
I'm thinking, like I said, I'm thinking six, like I'm constantly thinking 6 months in advance.
God, and you're
where
thinking,
I'm gonna be next.
June is when hurricane season starts over again?
I wasn't
that's
thinking
six
that.
Months from now? Yeah, I think about that.
Oh, snap. I was going to say that, like, at first I thought Florida, like moving back, I was like, Florida's it. Florida's long term.
Mm.
I'm going to be back
mm-hmm.
in the state that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, nope, Florida is not it. And now we have to figure out where we're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was another reason why I have PTFD, because I've always identified by, shout out Swamphead Brewery, their slogan, inherently Floridian.
Like, we're Floridians.
Yes, we are Floridians, and I definitely have gone through that self crisis.
Yeah.
Like, self-identity crisis, yeah. Because I felt the same way. I thought to myself, oh, man, Florida's really it. And then after this, I'm like, ooh.
It's not.
Ooh. Yeah, right. It's exactly that feeling where it's like today, it was a gorgeous day out. It was blue Beautiful. Skies, cold,
and like
gorgeous. And you just think to yourself, oh, yeah, this is nice. I could live here. But I think the people who end up do living here and staying, they either are kind of like our parents, and I think they're a little crazy.
Yeah.
But hey, you do you, boo. And then two, they haven't been through something like this, which is fair because I thought the same thing.
Right.
Until this happened. And now I'm just thinking, ooh, I got to get out someday. You never think it's going to happen to you. You really doubt, people. You really doubt. But it does.
It does. And it, what's sad is like,
you lost your childhood. You lost your adulthood.
Yeah, we lost a bunch of stuff. But then people's lives just kept going. And then ours stopped.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still happening now.
It's just
people, you know what really gets me sometimes is when I leave the hospital, and my coworkers, I think, are a little bit more conscientious about this mm-hmm. because they know me and they've been there and they've seen me every mm-hmm. day. God bless them. But a random nurse or someone will say, as I'm getting into the elevator, they're like, oh, you're leaving? And I'm like, yep. Done with my work today. Yay, me! And they're like, oh, well, you know, drive safe going home.
Right.
And I think to myself, what home?
Yeah. I've been marking time by saying pre-hurricane, post-hurricane. And I feel like that's a trauma response mm. because a lot of other people, like, they recognize, yeah, the hurricane happened, but it was months ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like pre-COVID, post-COVID. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the same. Like, I'm the one marking time, but to other people, it wasn't even a thing.
This is true. Everybody can say pre or post COVID now, right. But this was not a global event.
I feel weird saying pre-hurricane, post-hurricane to people that don't know kind of what we've been through. Because I said it the other day to someone, and they looked at me like, what do you mean? A little like, wow, this affected me more than it affected you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that even in just family members.
True.
But what I was going to say, my last parting thought was... And this is pretty heavy.
Mm.
So again, probably in more in-depth our other episode. That was the last place I saw Grandma alive.
Wow.
That one?
Oh, thank God she didn't have to go through that.
I know. I do think that as well. Like, I'm like, Jesus. Oh, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. But that is truly the last place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very sad time. We lost our grandma. She passed in hospice. In our house, or I think it definitely haunts mom, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
If it haunts me, it haunts her 100 times more. We went through that this year too, having our family member go through right. hospice.
I've been doing a recap, like a video recap for the past few years. I did 2021, 2022, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting together my 2024 recap. And I'm like, ooh, this one hits different. Guess the song I'm using, Jess.
I can do it with a broken heart.
No.
I'm so depressed, I look like it's my birthday. That's mine. Every day. That's
I'm so
mine.
I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me. Like the plague.
Okay. That's totally my anthem this year.
But I am so productive. It's an art.
No, literally.
Okay. No, but guess the song. Because you
I mean, there are a lot of sad songs I could pick.
You influenced me on this one. You did.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
I picked this song?
You did.
Can you give me the artist? Or genre?
Think football.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that might be my anthem as well. That one's such a good one.
Yeah.
That one truly, I think that one's very unique to the hurricanes.
Yes.
Versus I do think I can do it with a broken heart. is overarching.
Yeah, but I think I can do it with a broken heart. When I think of that, I think
of work,
of guys.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, not for me. No, I think that's a great song, and to let everybody know what it is. It's Tom Petty.
Yep.
I won't back down. And, yeah.
Oh, God. We still got to go.
Every time. Yeah, so we missed out on the Gator versus UCF game because of the hurricanes. We were supposed to go, but Milton basically was coming. We found out the Saturday before the game, and we essentially knew it was going to develop into a hurricane, so we were going hard at the house trying to, like, save what could be saved, or at least Mom and Dad were, and I was trying to say, get rid of it all. Who cares? But we didn't go to that game, and every Gator game now, we all lace hands, or arms, I guess. It's not just hands. And we all kind of hug each other. And then in the third quarter, going into the fourth, regardless of what the score is, we always sing Tom Petty, "Won't Back Down." And we put our little phones up, and we do the lights.
Should that be our outro?
Yes. Okay. I think that should be...
Oh, that'd be really cute if it was the song of the podcast.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you.
Please hold.
Please hold. Yeah, we'll back down. And once again, being a Gator, I feel inherently Floridian. I just don't want to live in the water anymore. Oh, let me get my phone. Hold on. Should we turn off the light?
I think it might be very dark in here.
It's fine.
How do I do
this?
Oh, nope, can't see me.
That's fine. We're supposed to do the light. Hold on. Where's my phone? Here we go. I'm gonna spot my phone, baby, lay down, but I stand my ground.
Not ready?
Yep, here we go. And I won't back down. Ba, ba, ba. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Ba, da, ba. Hey, yeah. Stand my ground.
It's drop.
And I won't back down. Wow.
All right, that's a wrap.
Okay.